Beishes Masechtachul on Daf Peivav. We will begin on Daf Pei Hei Amud Beli. It's 13 lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara Reb Chiya Nafala Yeniva. Reb Chiya had a moth that damages linen garment that fell into the kitnei into his linen garments, and says the Mishnah Asla says the Gemara Asla Kamei the Rebbe, and he came to his Rebbe. He came to in front of Rebbe and to tell him that this is the issue I have because of the linen that's getting ruined. Amalei, to which Rebbe told him what you should do is shchal eifa, take a bird, shikat abuusa demaya, shecht it next to where the linen is soaking, the marach dama, and when the worm smells that blood, the shavaklei, it will cause it to run away. But ask the Gemara, hechi avet hachi, but how could that been suggested that he should do? For Tanya, have we not learned in a brisa hashoichit tzarich ladam, if somebody shechs anything, and he needs the blood, you can't just use the blood, you have to do kshisi adam. So how could he have not, how could he just shecht and not use and not do kshisi adam? And therefore, ketzed yasa, what should be done under those circumstances? What it should do is oynoichroi, either kill it not through shechita, and since you kill it through not through shechita, that there's no chiv of kisi adam. Of course, the Gemara says the Ritva could have suggested that it should kill a non kosher bird, but the reason the Gemara doesn't give that suggestion about killing a non kosher bird, explains the Ritva, because apparently it's the kosher bird, only kosher birds' blood have that ability to repel the moth. But there's another question. We're going to learn a mitzvah shem on Daf Pei Zayin on a base. A question: if when kisi adam is done, do we have to cover all the blood or just part of the blood? So if that's the case, that if the halacha will be that we don't have to cover all of the blood, just covering part of the blood is sufficient, so why didn't he just tell him to shecht a bird, and after he'll shecht the bird, take some of the blood and do kisi adam on that bird, and then the rest of the bird, you'll be able to use that blood for repelling the moth. So there are many answers given to this question. It says that the Mishkan Yaakov says that even though the halacha technically is that you don't have to cover all of the blood, lechatchila, all of the blood should be covered. And that's why the Gemara, as we'll see in a moment, is dissatisfied with giving advice that is against the proper way of doing things of covering all the blood. That's one teretz. Another teretz that I saw is that in order to repel the moth, you had to use all of the bird, all of the blood of the bird. Two ways of understanding it: either that's the only way it's going to work when you use all of the blood. If not all of the blood will be used, it won't have the ability to repel the blood. Another way I saw it is we're talking about a small bird. A small bird doesn't have that much blood in it. If now we're going to have to save all of the blood, then the halacha is that he won't have, for kisi adam, he won't have enough bird blood to repel. So says the Gemara. So that's why the Gemara says, how could he suggest it to take the blood and use it for to repel the moth, when he doesn't have to do chiyus adam? And from here we see that says the Medani Yontif, that if we shech, even though we're shechting a bird with no intention of eating at the bird, still there's a the mitzvah kisui adam is required, and therefore here he had the Gemara saying, even though it was obvious that there was no intention, or you could say there was no intention to eat this bird, that doesn't absolve him from the obligation of kisui adam. And therefore, says the Gemara, ki asur of dimi, Omar, he didn't tell him to shech the bird, because indeed, shechting the bird would not work. What he told him was, say troif omale. He told him, make the bird a treif. And because he told him to make the bird a treif, as we've been learning, obviously, if a shechita is done in a way that the bird will be treif, then there's no obligation for kisui adam. So Rashi, as Rashi Masecht Avodah Zarah, actually says that one is not deliberately make a bird or animal treif. So if that's the case, Tosfos disagrees. So Astok Samsoif, according to Rashi's opinion, how could he even give him this advice to make the bird treif? So the Samsoif says that the Isser is to leave a bird treif around because it could come to a michshol. But if you're going to make a treif and right away dispose of it, that isn't a problem. Moreover, we learned at the beginning in the Masechta, we spoke extensively, if when you do shechita, do you have to have kavana to do shechita? So according to the opinion that you have kavana for shechita, or certainly as we discussed, everybody will agree that if you had kavana not to do a proper shechita, it's not going to be a valid shechita. So why don't they just tell him to have kavana not to do a proper shechita, and that therefore won't be considered a shechita. So the answer is that even if you're not doing a proper shechita because you have kavana that you don't want it to be a proper shechita, says the Sefer Oil Moshe, the still a chiv from kisei adam. And as I saw, the Pre-Torah says, that the Gemara told him, we learned and we're going to learn, they told him to kill it in a way where it's obviously not a shechita. Because when it's obviously not a shechita, when noichroi or oikroi, where it's obviously a nevela, there the halacha is more lenient that there's no kisui adam. But if a shechita is taken, if a shechita is done, just it's not obvious that it's not a good shechita, became a nevela, then the halacha will actually require that you should do kisui adam. Kiasa Ravan Amat say nochale. He told him to kill the animal in a way that it isn't a shechita. Says the Gemara, Lamanda Omar, asked the Gemara, according to the opinion that told him to say troif, to make the bird into a treifa, asked the Gemara, why did he tell him to do it that way? And it opens up all the questions that we discussed. My Tamalai Amalai Tzayin Nechar, he just told him, kill it, and there won't be any question that there won't be a need for kisui adam. V'chitema, says the Gemara, maybe you'll say that there's a machlokes if a bird is mechuyev in shechita, or killing it in any way is good enough. Says the Gemara, v'chitema, if you'll say, Kesava ain't shechita loif min haTorah, there is no obligation to do shechita midaraisa, and therefore, when the chirasoi zui shechitasoi, the nechira is equivalent to shechita. So according to the Siman Dama, we're saying a very big chiddush, that if you don't have to do shechita, if nechira is adequate, then the halacha would be that there would be a chiv of kisui adam even if you killed it that way. So now, the question is, that even if you say that there is no obligation to do shechita midaraisa, there's certainly obligation to do shechita midrabanan. So if that's the case, that we see from here, that even though midrabanan will not be allowed to eat this meat, because it didn't have shechita, and certainly midrabanan there's a chiv of shechita, still, that since midaraisa it was an adequate shechita, there'll be chiv for kisui adam, which is interesting because the Minchas Chinuch discusses What's the halacha if we kill a chaya oif, we shech the chaya oif, and it turns out to have a treif, that it's treif, but it's a treif midrabbanan. And he says there won't be a chiyuv kisui adam, even though the chiyuv, the isser, is only a midrabbanan, midraisa is completely fine. We're going to have to differentiate between where the disqualification is in the way it was killed. There, if midrabbanan, it's halachically acceptable, there's still going to be a chiyuv of kisui adam, versus where it's an issue with the animal itself. And there, where there's an issue in the animal itself, that's where the halacha will say that even though the disqualification is only a disqualification midrabbanan, the halacha will tell us that there's no requirement of kisui adam. But nichur, if that's an acceptable way of killing an animal, this chiyuv shechita. For Tanya, says the Gemara, didn't the Braisa say, the Pasuk says, v'zalachtu mikorcha mitzoncha ha-shem ha-shem l'cha kasha tzivitzicha. So doesn't that mean that mitzat melamish nistav Moshe v'alakona? Moshe Rabbeinu was told that the way you kill an animal halachically is by cutting the veshin and kona. V'aroi v'echad ba'if, and the way by oif you have to cut most of the simen of one simen, but rov shnayim v'behema. So how could you say that mechira would be acceptable? Says the Gemara, the way to understand this dialogue is as follows. The way it was saying is as follows. Certainly if you told him, let's say in the chor, just kill the animal, the lav shchita klal, that it's not an act of shchita, so therefore the halacha will be that there's no chiyuv kisui adam, and explain the rishonim. Even though we've been learning so extensively in our perek, the machlokes or mayor of Shimon, how do we treat a shchita she'ena ruya? Everybody will agree that this type of a case, even Rameya will agree, there's no chiyuv of kisui adam, because it's not in the category of a shchita she'ena ruya. It's not a shchita at all. Avol trei troif, ema shchita she'ena ruya shma shchita. But if you told him to make the animal into a treifa and then shechta, maybe that's in the category of a shchita she'ena ruya. And as we've been learning, certainly according to Rameya, for the boy kisui, under those circumstances, kisui adam is required. Kamash malka the Rebbe, that Rav Chiya bar Abba, like Rav Chiya bar Abba said, that when it comes to kisui adam, Rebbe paskin like that shchita she'ena ruya is not shma shchita, and therefore there would be no requirement to do kisui adam. And as we've been learning, the explanation is as follows. We would think when you killed it, so it's obviously an avela. And since it's obviously an avela, there is no chiv kisui adam. But when you did a maisa shchita, we would think that should be considered an act of shchita to the degree that there's a chiv kisui adam, even if you can't eat it. That's why we're learning. No, it's not considered an act of kisui adam. It's not considered an obligation for kisui adam. Ask the Gemara, Lamanda Omer, according to Ravin, who said that he told him to say in the chor, go kill it. My tamalay amalay say troif. Answering when v'kiktayim the ksav shchita she'ena ruya shma shchita, and therefore there would be a chiyuv kisui adam. Says the Gemara, we can't suggest that because says the Gemara, v'amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, amar Rabbi Yonason, ra'a Rabbi dvarav shel Rav Shimon b'kisui adam. Rabbi agreed with the opinion of Rav Shimon by kisui adam that shchita she'ena ruya lo shma shchita, and that's why when he said the halacha shana b'loshen chachamim, as if that's the majority opinion. Says the Gemara, the way to understand what happened is loy mibaya kama. Loy mibaya, certainly he told him to say troif that there is no chiv kisei adam. Why the shchita she'ena ruya lo shma shchita? Avot saying the chor. Maybe saying the chor is not an option because maybe Rebbe holds ema ain shchita loyf min ha-Torah. There is no obligation to do shchita mid-raisa, and therefore in the chirasoi is zui shchitasoi. That's the equivalent of a shchita. And therefore, if it's the equivalent of a shchita, the halacha will be that kisui is required. Kamash malan, kashya tzviyasicha, that by birds there's also an obligation to do shchita. Says the Rav Minafala Yanav B'Kitnei. Says the Gemara, how could this have possibly happened that Rav Chiya's linen was getting ruined by the moss? Vamar Amababa, Vamalei Amarav in Bar Shva, Misha Olu B'nei Goyla, the B'nei Goyla that came up is speaking about, says Rashi, at the end of the time of the Tanoim, that it became difficult in Eretz Yisrael. People's wine and garments were golding, were getting ruined as a punishment in a Shemayim. And all of this didn't stop until the Talmidei Chachamim came from Bavel. And the Gemara says, Mishalom B'nai Goyla, from when these tzaddikim came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Pasku Azikim, the lightning stopped, Vazavas, earthquakes, Varuchas, tornadoes, Ramim, thunder, Vlahichim Shayim, and the wine did not anymore get ruined. And the linen didn't get ruined. And the Chum said, who was the one that helped this? Rav Chiya. So he says, how can we, so therefore ask the Gemara, how could this have possibly happened that Rav Chiya's family's linen was getting ruined? Answers the Gemara, Ki mahani zuchusayu. Yes, the schus of their family worked. It helped Alma, for the rest of the world, they had the schus to protect the worst of the world. Adat who, but for they themselves, loy, it didn't help. And the Gemara says, we see this. Rav Yehuda Marav, Tom Rav Yehuda Marav, we call Yoyim V'yoyim, Bas Kol Yoytis V'meres, every day there's a Bas Kol that announces, Kol Ayim Kula Nizim B'Shvil Chanina B'ni, the entire world has Panosa is taken care of because of Chanina, Chanina Ben Doisa, he had enough just with some carob. Here too, Rav Chiya's family did not save the world, but they didn't and help the rest of the world. The Gemara Masechta Baba Kama says that we find when Avraham Avinu was Mespal of Avimelech, based on this, the Gemara Masechta Baba Kama, that Tzadik Beis Amnalav teaches us that a mespal ba'at chaveroi v'hu tzorach lois davar hu nana tchila. Avram Avinu davened for Avimelech, and that's when Avimelech's wife Sarah became pregnant. So asked the Sefer Chassidim, if that's the case, if Rav Chanina took care of the panosa for the rest of the world, shouldn't that have caused that his panosa should also been fine? Answers the Sefer Chassidim that this principle of Amispal Ba'at Chaveroi, Hu Nana Tchila, is only in a case like Avram and Avimelech, where Avram really had every right to be satisfied that Avimelech was suffering because he had abducted Sarah and therefore he deserved the punishment. So then when Avram Avinu goes and daments for Avimelech's recovery, that was really an act of great tzidkis and therefore however, if it's not a case like this, where that person who I'm davening for caused me aggravation, this rule doesn't necessarily apply. The Taras Chaim takes a different approach. He says Rabbi Chanina was such a great tzaddik that just like we find that Moshe Rabbeinu Chazal teach us was shokel k'neg kol Yisrael, he was equal to all of Klal Yisrael, so was Rav Chanina. And therefore, in the time of Rav Chanina, where the people were not acting as they should have been punished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his Midas HaRachmim, said, well, Rav Chanina is equivalent to the rest of Klal Yisrael. If Rav Chanina is equivalent to the rest of Klal Yisrael, we'll punish him, and that will be equal as if all of Klal Yisrael was punished. Another pshat that the Ben Yoyada suggests is the Gemara says here, dailoi. What is the definition of dailoi? The definition of dailoi is that Rav Chanina did not view this as a punishment. Because for Rav Chanina, dailoi, having having this little is enough. He didn't need any more. The Reb Chaim Shalovitz used to say that was Reb Chanina able to be the one that brought Panosa to the rest of the world? Says Reb Chaim Shalovitz, because Reb Chanina had this attitude, that dialogue, that this is enough, he doesn't need any more, that was the way he was able to help the entire world have Panosa. Somebody who doesn't take anything for himself is the person that could bring Panosa to the rest of the world. Says, then I saw another pshat that the Rambam said. There's two different concepts. He says there's a concept called Panosa and there's a concept called Mezoinus. Panosa means to have everything in a very abundant manner. And Mezoinus means to have just what you need. That's what the Gemara means to say. Chanina was enough just that he was satisfied just to have what he needs. And because he was satisfied to have just what he needs, the rest of the world was able to have. He had Mezoinus and the rest of the world had Panosa. The Baal Shem Tov says, the Gemara says, Kola olam kula nizan bishvil. So we define the word bishvil to mean because of. His definition of bishvil is shvil is a path. He says the tzaddik makes a path through which everybody, and once he opens up the path, the shvil, that's the shvil that he makes is enough that the rest of the world should have panosa. I saw that the Yisroch Moshe explains, V'dar she Hashem lo yechzru kol toiv. He says, V'dar she Hashem lo yechzru. If the dar she Hashem don't need anything, whatever they have is sufficient, then kol tov, then the rest of the world has kol tov, the rest of the world will have whatever he needs. The Rameyer Premishlana once met the Rizhna Rebbe. And the Rizhna Rebbe lived in a very luxurious lifestyle. And Rameyer Premishlana asked him, we just learned in our Gemara that Chanina had so little. And how do you live in such a lifestyle? So he says that what the Klaus Magrebbe used to say, that the Rishna said just the opposite. If the tzaddik is satisfied with just a little, so then that becomes the model for the rest of the world. So he told the Rameyer Premishlana, I don't live this lifestyle because I need or want this lifestyle. The reason I live this lifestyle is because if that would become the lifestyle that I live with, that will become what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see is what everybody needs. And therefore, not only will I have it, but the rest of the world will have it as well. It says the Mishnah, Chereshayt v'katan sheshachtu, if a Chereshayt v'katan did a Maaseh Shechita, v'cheim ro'ein asoy, and there are other people watching them, the halacha is chayv l'chasos. Because we go back to the beginning of the Masechta, that Shechita is going to be a valid Shechita, and therefore, there's a chiyuv of Kisui Adam. However, if they did the Shechita beinon lebein atzmam, they did the Shechita without supervision, then the halacha is potum l'chasos, there is no chiyuv of Kisui Adam. The Mishnah says the words v'cheirim roin, and based on this, it seems, the Prima Godim says that it's only going to be considered a cheirim properly supervised. It was two people that were supervised. That, and the Chasam Sofer explains that normally the halacha is that one person shechting an animal and reporting to us that the animal is kosher is satisfactory. But that's because the person who's doing it has a cheskes kashrus. Here, however, he says that the person who's doing the shechita does not have a cheskes kashrus, and therefore, since he doesn't have a cheskes kashrus, the only way we could rely on the shechita is if there are two people testifying that it was done properly. Furthermore, linyan ois ves benoi, as we speak about the iser ois ves benoi, if a chershayt v'katan did a shechita, sheshach tovachem roin oisoi, they did a shechita and other people were watching him, also l'shechit achrayim, because the first shechita is considered a valid shechita, and therefore there's a problem ois ves benoi. However, if the shechita was done only by these people themselves, beinom, Ramey says there's no concern of Oisei vs. Benoi. He says, and therefore, the first shechita is meaningless, and therefore we could do the next, there's no issue of Oisei vs. Benoi. Because the Racham say that we don't know how to identify or how to label that first shechita, and therefore Misafik, we have to treat it as Oisav Espanoi. But says the Gemara Maidim that the Chacham Agribo, Shem Shachit, if somebody did Shecht Oisav Espanoi after the Shechit of a Chereshoit of a Cotton, Shein Esoifik is a Boim, that there's no Malkus. And the reason Rashi says is because it's a Hasra Sofik, because we don't know if the first Shechit was a good Shechit. And many Achroinim ask on Rashi. Rashi says that it's a Hasra Sofik, the Hasra that we give on Oisav Espanoi is a not sure if that Aver is happening here or not. They ask that it shouldn't be called a Hasra Sofik, it should be called Aver Sofik. We don't know if an Aver is taking place. And therefore, because of that, the Rishash and others indeed change the gears in Rashi and say that what Rashi meant to say is that we're not sure if an Aveira took place. Others say there's a difference between a Hasra Sofik and an Aveira that was done by Sofik. Because when there's an Aveira done by Sofik, then the halacha is that sometimes it won't be a Hasra Sofik. By Hasra Sofik, it won't be an Aveira, and it won't be an Aveira another time. Our Mishnah is teaching us the halacha about shechitas chereshoit v'katan. The question is, what will be the halacha about kisei hadam? Will kisei hadam be done? Can kisei hadam be done by chereshoit v'katan? When Moshe Sternberg says that he has a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos, Tshuvos Van Hagos on this question, and he goes into a very important discussion where he says that really kisei hadam should be done by the shochet. The issue is, can the shochet ask somebody else to do the shechita on his behalf? There's always an issue of mitzvah by yosem and b'shluchai, but part of the reason we ask somebody else to do the shlich to do it is because if we're asking somebody to do it, and the person who we're asking to do the mitzvah is somebody who is an important person, a Talmud Chacham, so then the Shaykh could say, I didn't do the Kisei Adam myself, but I asked somebody who's a Talmud Chacham, Ben Torah, to do it. But if you're asking a Katan who's clearly not in that situation, then the halacha is that the Shaykh should do the Kisei Adam, not by himself, and not ask somebody else. But I saw a very interesting approach in the Paiskim, if you want to do the Kisei Adam, and the Shaykh is going to say, well, it's my mitzvah, or you're not, like Rav Moshe Sternberg said, that important person that deserves to get the kibud. What should be done? So he suggests that the person should be the one to buy the chicken. If the person is the one that buys the chicken or the chaya, then the halacha is that it's his mitzvah. The shechit is his mitzvah, and the kisei hadam is his mitzvah. Since both of those acts are now your mitzvah, so now you could ask, you were mechabit somebody else to do the shechita, and you pay him. And the Paiskim say that even though there's a real a mitzvah by Yosem b'shluchai, that isn't necessarily the case when you're paying somebody. Because a poil, somebody who's working on my behalf, the halacha considers him an extension of me. And since he's considered my extension, so it's a perfectly good way of doing the mitzvah. And then the kisui adam belongs to me, and there I'm not asking somebody else to do the kisui adam, I'm going to do it myself. Says the Gemara. We have in our Mishnah two cases. One case was by kisui adam, where the Mishnah said that if they did the cheresh shoytev katan did kisui adam, if they did the shechita, there is no obligation of kisui adam. And then Rav Shimon said, when it comes to Yosef Espinoy, there is a concern of Yosef Espinoy. And therefore, ask the Gemara, Mashna Resha, Rabbanon, Mashna Resha, why in the Resha like Pligin they agree that if the Shechita was done by Chereshoit of a cotton, we don't have to do Kisi Adam. Mashna Sefer, when the Shechita was done by Chereshoit of a cotton, the Pligi, and they argue with Ramea about this concern of Yosef Espinoy. Answers the Gemara, Resha, the Amrinan Chayv L'Chassas, says the Gemara, the Resha, if the Rabbanan will say there's an obligation to do Kisui Adam, so people are going to say, obviously, Shechita Ma'al Yisrahi, it was a good Shechita, and they may come to eat something which they're not allowed to eat. V'as Alechem B'Shechitosim. So says the Gemara, if that's your concern, then say for Nami. We should have the exact same concern in the Sefer. Kim the Kamer Rabbanon also Lishkei Achreim. If the Rabbanon tell us that there's a concern of Yosef Espinoy, Amri, it'll be an indication that Shechita Ma'al Yisrahi was a good Shechita. V'asel Mechel M'Shechitoson. Answers the Gemara, Sefer, the reason in the Sefer we don't have to be worried, because people are going to say, Bissad L'Kam Abayle. The reason they didn't shech the other animal is because they don't need any more meat. But it is an is it not necessarily an indication that we're considering it a good shechita? So ask the Gemara Resha Namri. The Resha also, when they're going to do Kisei Adam, Amri, people are going to say they're not doing Kisei Adam because there's an obligation of shechita Adam, of Kisei Adam because the shechita is good. They're going to say, he wanted to clean out his yard, and that's why he did Kisei Adam. Says the Gemara, so that is a good understanding when the shechita was done in the yard, and people will say that the reason they're doing kisui adam because they just want to stay clean. But shachar ba'ashpa asked the Gemara, what are you going to say that the shechita was done by a garbage dump, which is not a place for cleaning? Ma'ikal meimer or bal molech. If a question is going to be asked, and you're going to tell me I have to do kisui adam, that will be an indication that there's an obligation to do kisui adam, and therefore ma'ikal meimer. And ask the Gemara. Furthermore, the Tameich, Sefer Nami, and the Sefer also, Michael Meimer. If somebody's going to ask us, are we allowed to do Yosef Espinoy? And the Rav is going to tell him, no, you need to be concerned about Yosef Espinoy. Why should we not be concerned that that will cause that people will eat that meat? Ella, says the Gemara, the way to understand the Mishnah is entirely. Rabbanah Kulam Asapligi. The Rabbanan actually argue both cases, the Mishnah. And both by Kisui Adam, they're going to say after the Shechita of a Cheresh Shoyt of a Katan, it's going to be Chayiv and Kisui Adam. Misofik. And that's why there's also going to be a problem of Yosef Espinoy. So why did they say their opinion already by the case of Kisui Adam? Explains the Gemara. Rabbana Kulam Milsapligi. The way to understand the opinion of the Rabbanan, they were arguing all the examples of the Mishnah. The Natrile, they let Rameya finishes Psak, and then Vada Pelagalei. But their machloikis is really in both cases. Says the Gemara Bishlam Rabbanon, the opinion of the Rabbanon that says that after the shechita of a cheresh shoyt of a katan, we need to be concerned about Yosef Espinoy lechumra. The Rabbanon being machmer because we're not sure how to treat the shechita. Is it a valid shechita? Is not. And therefore they say, L'chumra, let's be machmer, and we worry about oisves benoi. But ask the Gemara l'Ramei, my tamo, how do we understand Ramei's opinion? Answers the Gemara. Omer Rav Yaakov, Omer Rav Yochanan, Chayva Ramea, Ashkitosu Mishum Nevela. Ramea's opinion is that there is no question. And Ramea's opinion, it's certainly Nevela. And if it's certainly Nevela, there's no issue of Isobus Benoy, no Kisi Adam. Says the Gemara, my Tama, why does Ramea take that opinion in about the Shkita of a Cherishite of a cotton? Omer Rav Ami, Ha'av Roy Maseim, Mekukolim. Since most of what Chereshayt of a cotton does is not good, so therefore that it's something that we ignore. So Tosfos asks, yes, Roy Maseim Mekukolim, but Miit Maseim, not always is what they do not good. So, and specifically, it's Rameya throughout Shas that follows the opinion, the Chashina L'Miyutai, that we are concerned even for a miyat. So why over here are we not chayshish for that miyat that maybe the shkita was good? So Tosfos answers that over here, the way to look at it, it is really a combination. Number one, there's roi masem kukolim. Their shkita is typically not a good shkita. You're going to ask, isn't Rameyer the mandama that says that we are chayshish l'miyutai? But here, is, on top of that, there's also that the animal has a chazokah that it's osur. It has a cheskas eina zavuach. So we combine the cheskas eina zavuach together with that roiv, even Rameya will agree that we treat that shchita as not a good shchita. That's Tosfos's approach. The Ritva's approach is that what the Gemara says here, Roy Masem Ukakolim, it's not to be viewed as normally is it viewed, as a Roiv and a Miyat situation. Roiv are not good, a Miyat are good. It's a very strong Roiv. We really, Rameya says, have no reason to assume that that Shechita was a good Shechita. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rapapala Rafuna Bere Yeshua, Vamilei Rafuna Bere Yeshua Rapapa, my area, Roiv, Afila Meit, not even Meit, not Nami, Ramei Chayish Lemiutai. Ramei is always concerned for Miyat. And therefore, if we even have a Miyat that the Shechita is not good, that should be enough for Ramei to say that we can't eat from that meat. And so, Smaich Miyat al Chazaka, Vesrulei Ruba. Answers the Gemara that it will take the Miyat, that the Shechita is not good, with the Cheskas Issa, we don't have a Rav. The Tanan. And the Gemara says, where do we see this? The Mishnah teaches us, Tinuk Shnimtza B'tzad Isa. We have a child that's next to the dough, which is Torah dough. Ubatzik B'yodai, and he has a piece of dough in his hand. Ramei Matar, Ramei says that we're not going to declare this dough as Tamei. Reb Chomayim, Matamim Neshadaka Shaltinuk L'tapech, and we have to assume that this Tinuk is Tamei, because the tinek is touching shrotzim all the time. And now when he touched the dough, then the dough will become tamei. So according to Rashi, the question is about the child. Do we consider the child tamei or not? Tosfos's approach to this Gemara is that the question is not on the status of the child, but rather the question is, do we need to be concerned that he touched the dough or not? For me, in my time, the Rameya, what does Rameya say? The dough is tar. Most children do become tamei. However, meet a metapchin, not all children. Moreover, we knew as we started that it's a tar piece of dough. And there's so smoich miutel chazaka. Let's put the meat and the chazaka together. And that's why islay roiboy. We take away the roi of tinus metavchim. So why don't we say the same, but the shchitus ketanim? Even if we'll say that there's a miyat of ketanim that don't shach properly, that miyat should be combined with the cheskas iser that this animal has. And by combining these two factors, that's why Ramei will say that the animal, we consider the animal nevela. So the Gemara's question is, why do we have to say that Remeir holds Roiv Tanaikis, that most children don't do the Shechita properly, even if we'll have a situation where it's a miyut of children who don't do Shechita properly, will still be in the exact same place that we can't eat that meat. Says the Gemara, Im Amr Sofik Tumel Atar, says the Gemara, when did Reb Meir want to use this concept? He wanted to use it to say that this dough, which we knew was tar, is still tar. It says the Gemara, do we want to use that concept to say that a piece of meat, which may be non-kosher, we should consider it kosher? That's not something that the Gemara says we're prepared to do. And therefore, the Gemara is saying that we're going to, Ramey will agree that we can't eat that meat. Hi, Rabbi Kiramayor, says the Gemara. The one time we find that Rabbi Paskin like Ramayor, and then the Gemara says, we also find that Rabbi Paskin like the Chumim. So what the Gemara now, when you have this type of a question, where we don't know how to look at this situation, because Rabbi, we have a discrepancy in what Rebbe did. One time he paskened like Remeir, and one paskened like Chachamim. For us to be able to decide what the halacha, we look at what happened last. That is the definitive way of paskening the Shaila. And therefore, ask the Gemara, Haim Minai Dechrita, which of these two episodes happened second? Toshma, Drababa Brei Drabchibar Abba, Rav Zeir Rav Kaima B'Shuka de Kisri, they were standing in the marketplace of Kisrei, Apiska de Bei Mitrasha, at the doorway to the yeshiva. Nafik Rav Ami, Rav Ami walks out of the Beis Medrash, Ashikhinu, and he meets them, and Amalu Lava Minalachu, he tells them, didn't I always tell you, Beidem Bei Mitrasha, where we're sitting in yeshiva, Loite Kimavroi, don't stand outside, because Dilman Ike Inish, the Mitztarch Leshmatza, maybe there's somebody inside that has a shaila, vasla trude, and they won't have an answer. But if you would be in the Beis Medrash, then maybe you would be able to answer the question that these people have. So after this was told, after Rav Ami told this to them, says the Rav Zera Ol, Rav Zera went into the Beis Medrash, Rav Abba Loy Ol, Rav Abba did not go into the Beis Medrash. And Yasvi, and they had this exact discussion that we're having here. Which of these two episodes would Rebbe happen second? Amalei Rav Zeira said, I did not know that this was the question that was being discussed in the Beis Medrash while I was standing outside with Rav Abba, because Rav Abba was the son of Rav Chia, but Dilma Shmilei Levia, he might have heard from his father Rav Chia, and Avu Minei Rav Yochanan, and Rav Chia would have heard this from his Rebbe Rav Yochanan, because Rav Chia was a Talmud of Rav Yochanan. Rav Chia bar Abba called Klos in Yemen, because Rav Chia bar Abba every 30 days come had the Talmid to come Rav Yochanan, he would hear from Rav Yochanan. So he's saying, actually, the fact that you asked me to go out might be something that was not the right thing to do, because outside I might have gotten the answer. Says the Gemara, my havala, so what is the halacha? Toshma de shokhra b'lazul l'goyla, hay Rebbe Kremeya, Rebbe Paskin Kremeya, v'hok rabbanan nami ayri. Says the Gemara, what is meant with this statement? We also see that he passed like the Chumim. Says the Gemara, what this braisa means to teach us, el shma minahod achrita, that the psak that he fouled of Rameyah was the second psak. And therefore, shma minah, the Rebbe holds like Rameyah, the Rebbe holds that the halacha is like Rameyah. And that Rameyah says that there's no problem oisav es benoi, and there's no obligation of kisui adam after the shechita of a kheres shayt of a katan. There's an interesting machloikus achroinim. If somebody wants to do kisui adam, the chumra, after the shechita of cheres shayt v'katan, may he. The shach says that you may not, Because as our Gemara keeps on saying, there's a real concern that if you're going to do Kisei Adam, people may come to eat that meat thinking that's a good Shechita. The Panama Iris says that our Gemara, the Ramei is saying you shouldn't, but it doesn't mean that you may not under any circumstances. Says the Mishnah, Shochet Mei Chayis Makam Echad, if you shechted 100 Chayis in one place, Kisei Echel Kul in one Kisei is adequate. Mei Eifes Makam Echad, if you shechted 100 oifis in one place, then the loch is kisui echel kula, one kisui is enough. Chai v'oifim machem echad, if you shechted chai v'oif together, kisui echel kula. And if you daimer, shechet chaya yechasena, you should shecht the chaya and then do kisui adam, v'akach yishveres oif, and only after you shecht the chaya, then the loch is, should you should you then shech the oif and do the kisui adam? The question that I saw that the poskim ask is if somebody shechted an animal, or shechted a bird, and the halacha is, can you, and we have to do kisui adam, and the question is, can you do kisui adam even if there was, can you eat from the chicken even though the kisui adam was not done? Dorach HaShulchan says that you may not eat from the chicken until the Kisui Adam was completed. It's obvious that the opinion of Dorach HaShulchan is that Kisui Adam is a conclusion of the act of Shechita. And since Kisui Adam is a conclusion of the act of Shechita, you can't eat until the Shechita is completed. The Marin Ben Chavid disagrees. He says that the mitzvah Kisui Adam is an independent mitzvah. And therefore, since it's a independent mitzvah, you're not allowed to eat until Shechita is done, obviously. But once the Shechita is done, even though the Kisui Adam wasn't done, he says, and so is the opinion that the Beis Yosef quotes of the Orach Chaim, that even if the Kisui Adam was not yet done, the halacha will allow you to eat from the meat. Turn our bottom. The pasuk speaks about Kisui Adam, and the pasuk says, "Vish ish bnei Yisrael u'menager agar b'toicham ashiyatzu tzayit chayif oif ashiyach v'shamas damai v'kisah v'oifer." This says the pasuk chaya kol mashmechaya bein meruba bein melotus. Even though the pasuk says chaya, which is a lashon yachid, it means whether you shechted many chayos or just one chaya. Similarly, the Torah used the word oif kol mashma oif. Again, kaloif, it means bein meruba bein meut. It doesn't make a difference if you're shechting many or just one. Mekana amru, and therefore this is the basis of the halacha. Shechet mei chayis b'makom echad. If you shechted many chayis at one time, kisui echel kula, one kisui is enough. Mei oifis b'makom echad. If you shechted 100 oifis in one place, kisui echel kula, one kisui is enough. Chay v'oif b'makom echad, kisui echel kula. Doing kisui for both of them is sufficient. Ruda Aimer, Shachet Chai Yechasena. First do the Shechita of the Chai and then do Kisui Adam. Vakach Yishra Oif, and then Shech the Oif, and then do Kisui Adam on the Oif. Shenamar Chaya Oi Oif. The Pasuk could have said Chaya Va Oif. What does the Torah say? Oi Oif? To teach us that the Kisui of them, should be done independently. Amrloi, to which they said, the Chum say to Yehuda, Reyu Omer, doesn't the pasuk say, Kenefesh Kobasar Doma Benafshahu? So ask the Gemara, Maikum Mahadrilay, what did Rabbanan mean to say with this response? Says the Gemara, Hakkam Rabbanan, Hai Oi, Mibayle Lachalik. The reason we need the Oi is to tell us that there's a separate Chiv Kisui Adam for Chai Va'oif, and we don't have the Mitzvah Kisui Adam is not just applicable when you're doing both. Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that there's a separate chiyuv for chaya and a separate chiyuv for oif? He learns that from the word midama nafka. Rabbanan say, why don't they learn that from the word damai? The Rabbanan used the word damai tuve mashma, that you shecht many animals. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, kinefsh kabasa damai benafshehu, and the pasuk is teaching us that the pasuk is coming to teach us that for many you shecht, And now, and the word oy is coming to teach us that you shecht for chaya separately and for oif separately. And therefore, they say you could do one kisi adam for both.